Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Where golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, welcome, and thanks for listening. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell in the Sports Byline studio. Our producer and engineer is the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and we are ready to talk some golf. In a little over a week, the American Society of Golf Course Architects will hand out its most prestigious honor, the 2024 Donald Ross Award. It's been given out every year for nearly 50 years. They started doing this back in 1976, and over the past half century, its recipients have been some of the biggest names in golf: Jack Nicklaus, Tim Fincham, Pete Dye, Arnold Palmer, Frank Hannigan, Judy Bell, Reese Jones, Renee Powell, Robert Trent Jones Sr., and President George Herbert Walker Bush, just to name a few. This year, a third member of the Jones family will be honored when Robert Trent Jones Jr. joins his father and his brother Reese as a Ross Award recipient. Before he gets that award in just a few days, we've got him today on Tee to Green. Robert Trent Jones Jr. will be with us to talk about his career, the golf course design business, and carrying on the Jones family legacy. Robert Trent Jones Jr. today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, streamed coast-to-coast across America at sportsbyline.com, and now also on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime if you've got the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. Check us out anytime, anywhere, and any place. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking golf with Robert Trent Jones Jr. next here on Tee to Green.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio. Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That is what we do here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Welcome in. Great to be back with you. It's another home edition of the big show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with from Live Positive Golf Positive, my co-host, Gabby O'Connell. Robert, the Duke, Robert DeCosa, is in master control today, and we've got another great show for you. Debbie, how you doing this morning? Are you okay?
I am fantastic and so excited and feeling honored to have our first guest, Robert Trent Jones, Jr., on the show. I just it'll be an honor, truly, to have this. And all of you listening, wow, buckle up. It will be an amazing show to be part of.
Happy November, by the way. Gosh, I can't believe it's November already. Did you set your clocks back?
I did. Well, you know what's so great today? You don't have to do it on your phone or your Apple Watch or your Fitbit. All that is automatic. It's just the one clock in the house that I need to change. So much of the world today has that technology and automation, and boom, the clocks are changed. So it's not as hard as it used to be.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, that's absolutely right. As Debbie said, our first guest and our only guest on the show today is Robert Trent Jones, Jr. He's the founder of Robert Trent Jones, the second Golf Course Architects out of Palo Alto, California, the 2024 recipient of the Donald Ross Award given out by the American Society of Golf Course Architects. They've been doing this since 1976, and it's presented to a person who's made the most significant contribution to the game of golf and the field of golf course architecture. The award will be presented in San Francisco at the organization's annual meeting on November 11th, and we've got him today here on Tee to Green before he goes to San Francisco to get the award, and we welcome Robert Trent Jr. back on Tee to Green. Bob, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
We're all
happy to be on outside today. It's a beautiful day to go play golf.
Yeah, you know, you and I talked yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that this is amazing. Debbie's in New Jersey, I'm in Colorado Springs, and you're on the West Coast. You've got that covered out in California, and it's just amazing how we can go coast to coast on the show with taking advantage of some modern technology.
Three of my favorite states. I grew up in New Jersey. I played NCAA for Yale in Colorado, built 5 golf courses there, so. And I live in California, so I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, so are we. But it's great to have you back on the show with us today. You started way back in the 60s working with your dad, did you not?
I did. I had the great privilege to let him, he let me, I should say, it was his privilege and mine, to work together. It's not always easy. My father, as you know, great Robert Trent Jones Sr., was one of the great golf architects of all time. And he was at the height of his career. And I was out in the West Coast. I'd actually gone to Stanford for a year after Yale. And I loved California. And he said, stay there, Bobby. That's where the business is coming. And you can apprentice me. And guess what? We worked together at Incline Village. We worked together at the Great Spyglass Hill, which was one of his most exciting projects. And I had a chance to work with him at the height of his career.
Was it always going to be golf for you? I know at Yale you studied history and geology, but was there no doubt in your mind that it was going to be something in golf for you?
Well, I grew up in a golf family. I played very serious golf. I was New Jersey junior champion, high school champion, and Yale allowed me to join them, and I was played on the Yale team for 3 years varsity. And first man my senior year, and we're Eastern champions. So I played serious golf. I played the game where you can't count everything and compete. But I was more interested in history and so on, because at that time, Yale was all male, and many of the people who were had matriculated there went on to do government service. And we were all under the draft, but some of us would go do other things, and I was very interested in political life. And so Stuart Symington asked me as one of his interns in 1959, and my advisor said, you're not a scholar of the house, you're in the middle of the class, how'd you get that job? And later I found out because when he asked me to play golf with him on Saturday mornings.
Oh, that's fantastic. What an impact. Hey, you also learned golf from the legendary Tommy Armour at Wingfoot Golf Course in New York. And he really captured your imagination with the game's history. So what was the influence that Tommy Armour had on your love of history, especially the golf and American history?
My mother was the one that pushed me hard on academics. She was Phi Beta Kappa in Wells College in New York. And she pushed both my brother Reese and myself to study hard. Whatever we did, she did, you do it well. And she pushed hard. My dad was the great sportsman, and he taught us the game, golf itself. Reese was a better baseball player. I was a better golfer in high school, but didn't matter. The point is, we all exceeded. But then when I played on the U.S. junior team at Wingfoot, I was chosen when there was a team that came from Scotland, and there was players from all over the country, California, Indianapolis, New York, and myself and others. We played Scotland. Tommy Armour was there watching the game and the competition, and we have the 10th holes and twos, my opponent and I. And at that moment, my father arrived from New York, where he had an office. He was always late to my match. It didn't really matter. And he said, oh, Trent, you might be a great architect, but your son's going to be a great golfer, and I'm going to teach him the game, which is a kind of an insult to my dad. But anyway, he took it as an opportunity. So the next summer I came back, and he trained us on extreme fine points, like how to hit a shot out of a buried bunker lie in a bunker with like turning the tip of your wedge over and have the point of it go underneath and scoop it out, things like that. But more importantly, he fought in World War One for the British, and he taught me when he would tell stories among the just before we go play. It was always nine holes, because in those days he was drinking gin bucks, and when he came back to the ninth hole, he was in the bar, and the rest of us continued playing. However, the point is that he talked about his hands, and I wrote a poem in his honor called "These Hands." These hands are my glory and my curse. Because of them, I'm open champion. He won at Carnoustie and at Oakmont, where the next year's U.S. Open will be. And so he's a strong, strong player, one of the hardest of the hard courses. But he also was in hand-to-hand combat, and he killed a man with his bare hands in the trenches in the mud in World War One. So he looked at his hands and said, these hands are my glory and my curse. Because of them, I play golf with you, and you listen to my stories, and I teach you fine points. But one night in the trenches, I killed a man with my bare hands, And when I'm on these green fields far away, I'm okay. But in the night when I hear screams, every night I see him in my dreams. And so that's how this boy suddenly became a man, under his tutelage.
Wow. Great story. Yeah. We're with Robert Trent Jones. Go ahead, Debbie.
Talk about, then you had gone to law school for just a year, so you've always been interested in law as well as your family business, then joined your family business. What I'm curious about is, what was the most meaningful project you worked on in all of the, hundreds of golf courses that you designed in over 50 countries? Was there one that stands out as so incredibly meaningful?
Well, that's hard to say. In retrospect, there are certain things that stood out, yes. Obviously, working for my dad, as I mentioned already, in my apprenticeship time, at Mauna Kea in particular. We are currently revising Mauna Kea. We're softening it and restoring it back to his original design. So that's kind of coming full circle. By the way, he received the Donald Ross Award. He was the first one, a man named Ed C., who used to work at a golf argument with Ed, with Arnold Palmer, helped found it, and he was the first one. So I feel very honored that my colleagues gave me this award. In fact, I never expected it. I compete so hard with them, I thought I'd made a lot of enemies. that was special. In terms of the projects that stand out in my mind, of course, the ones that are aesthetic. I'm more of a golf artist. I'm more of an Tillinghast school of stylizing bunkers to look like waves and so on. I would say things I did in Japan. Obviously, the first course I ever did on my own, which is Princeville and Kauai, Hawaii, after working for my father at Mauna Kea. I love the Hawaiian Islands. I'm a little bit like Ben Hogan. I followed the sun and went west to California and kept then Hawaii and then worked in the Asia Pacific. So those come to mind aesthetically. But in terms of the competition and the elegant, designing a golf course with my colleagues, Bruce Charlton, who's worked with me 40 years, my own son is now working for us, running our little company. And I would say probably Chambers Bay. When you have a chance to work with Mike Davis, I did, and other USGA officials in a purpose-built golf course to host the U.S. Open Championship, our national championship, that is as good as it gets. It would be like a composer in a symphony getting to, work with the first violinist and the string section, the whole string section, and the brass section, and maybe, for Beethoven, maybe the first hole at Chambers Bay is my Beethoven's Fifth.
There you go. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. has designed more than 300 courses in more than 50 countries on 6 different continents, including, like he said, his Beethoven Chambers Bay in Washington State, which hosted the 2015 U.S. Open. The links at Spanish Bay and Pebble Beach, also on the list of courses designed by Robert Trent Jones, Jr., a founder of Robert Trent Jones II Golf Course Architects. And get the Donald Ross Award from the American Society of Golf Course Architects next week in San Francisco. And he's going to stick around and do another segment with us. So we'll break away right here. Robert will stay with us, and we'll continue on the other side with Robert Trent Jones, Jr. here on TD Green.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
News, interviews, and lots of fun for everyone interested in golf. That's what we do every week here on Tee to Green, the Golf Show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest is Robert Trent Jones, Jr., founder of Robert Trent Jones, the second Golf Course Architects. He's been honored as a 2024 recipient of the American Society of Golf Course Architects Donald Ross Award, given annually and presented to a person who's made a significant contribution to the game of golf and the field of golf course architecture, still very involved in the golf course business and in carrying on the family legacy, working with his son now in his company, Robert Trent Jones, the second Golf Course Architects. And with an eye toward the future as well, Robert Trent Jones, Jr., longtime advocate to secure copyright protection for the work of golf course architects. Bob, tell us about that, and why is that important, not only to you, but to golf and the golf course design in the future?
Well, I live in the Silicon Valley. My office in Palo Alto. So silicon around here doesn't mean bunker sand. It means chips, and chips have another meaning as well, not chip shops, but chips in your computer. So when I would go to cocktail parties, I would be speaking sometimes. I thought I was going to have to speak in ones and zeros. But that's just to give a background. Right now you have AI, which has become very famous in the last 2 years, accelerating the ways in which your computer can give you knowledge. But the reality is, that we in the golf architecture business kind of saw this coming, and we license our designs to our owners, and our owners need protection for their designs. There was a case in Houston called Tour 18 where someone tried to copy the famous old Pebble Beach's number 7, Augusta's number 16, and so on. And it was a Solomon-like decision where you could be inspired by the design, but you couldn't use a trademark. That's confusing. Owners of golf courses. And more importantly, as we go into electronic games, it's something that it has the benefit like in the music business. So I foresaw this coming, and we were able, after several years with Platinum, a great lobbyist group here in California and in Washington, D.C., to get a bill called the Birdie Act. That's an acronym. It's H.R. 7228. And that is sponsored by Congressman Mineta of Monterey, obviously a golf area, and Congress's Patrick Fitzpatrick of Philadelphia, mainline Republican. It may be the only bipartisan bill in Congress as we speak. Who knows? But it's a golf bill. Now, I did run into Sam Altman, and he said, "You have a bill in Congress to try to contain us?" And I said, "Yes, we do." He said, "You're ahead of the New York Times." And I said, "Well, we've been working on this for 10 years because I live in your community. See, golf is played by the rules. And we have, fortunately, enough money to follow and defend ourselves." So he said, "Well, why don't we talk about it?" So who knows? Maybe it's the beginning of a discussion about how the creatives, as I call us, the golf architecture creative side, also in the music business and also in theater as well as screenplay writers, are all concerned about AI and making sure that their work is not stolen, pirated, as it were. And then they have to buy it back from the AI companies. So we're looking for an accommodation with these new the AI is a two-edged sword. It's both very helpful, but it can be also uncertain where it's going for those people who create things and golf among them. We want all of our golf courses, the 16,000 or so in the United States, 30,000 worldwide, to have protection over their own designs.
Bob, what are the biggest challenges in getting that bill passed and getting a vote on that Birdie Act?
Well, it's been submitted. It's in the House right now, and not much is happening in the House or in Congress, obviously. By the way, I want to say one thing as a patriot, as an American, V-O-T-E. It doesn't matter to me how you vote, but your liberties are at risk. So please do. I have already voted. So I urge everyone listening to vote, no matter what their vote is. Make sure they protect their liberties.
You'll be happy to hear. I have voted already, too, Bob. That's great advice and encouragement for all Americans. Thank you for that.
Okay, you're welcome. But more importantly, what's the situation? I think it's an ongoing discussion. You know, when you start playing golf in a match, you have no idea what's going to happen. You know, you might be three up after three holes or three down. You just keep playing. And this is a match. This is going to take a while. It's already taken 10 years just to get it in Congress. But the American Society of Golf Course Architects, as an organization, voted through its leadership to sponsor this bill. So golf architects of all people have taken the lead on defining their intellectual property rights as what I call the creatives. And I think it's an ongoing game, and I guess we'll find out. I think it's going to have a lot of discussion in the Judiciary Committee, and the text starts in 1990. It does not relate to anything preceding. The classic courses, like classic books, are open to the public to mimic or copy or as they see fit. But it's for anything after 1990, and it amends an act which was done by the structural architects who have protection, building architects, to include golf architecture. So I think it has reality in it. And we're going to pursue it right through, and we're going to play this game right to the end, you know, match play.
Yeah, all right. We'll keep an eye on that, too. Good luck with that as well. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. is our guest today on TD Green. Bob, when I looked through your bio, one of the phrases that popped out was, listen to the land. What does that mean? Could you explain that for our listeners?
Yeah, I'm an American Studies major from Yale, as I mentioned, so I've spent a lot of time working with the Native American tribes, the Oneida in Syracuse, the Cochiti in New Mexico, and others. And when they did an interview of me personally, they actually came and prayed and played some music, primarily flute music, and that was the interview. They were just checking to see if my spirit was in keeping with their spirits and their land. So they were the ones that sort of said that taught me a lot of the Native American culture, and the one phrase that stuck out to me was listen to the land. Think about when the great buffalo herds were over the west, people with the Native American tribes would literally put their ears to the ground and listen for the hoofbeats, because that was dinner coming. So in any event, that phrase comes from there, and by that I mean be land sensitive. Do not bring in a preconceived concept of how 18 holes should be laid out on designed in Florida to be executed in Korea in a heavily mountainous area. So that makes no sense. Let the land be your guide, as it were, and let the design emanate from that specific piece of land.
And Bob, you've always been, since you started your firm in 1972, truly an advocate for environmentally sensitive golf course design. Explain how you've implemented that, and going forward as well with technology, can AI support being more environmentally sensitive as well?
Well, the game of golf itself is a 500-year-old sport. The word golf is actually a Dutch word. It means club. And the people who played ice hockey and field hockey in Holland migrated in their shipping trading into Scotland and tried to play this game. And the Scots turned it into kind of a cross-country croquet, and which we now call golf. In any event, it has preserved the Scottish coast for all those years and many other coasts where the British Empire took the game. But in our case, the environment was... Golfers think they're making pretty little parks, and we are. And we're benign, but some people think we're using too much water in the West. The West begins where the rainfall ends, someone said. And in the East, there's too much water, as we found out tragically in North Carolina recently, and so on. So we have to think about all these environmental issues as it pertains not only to the game of golf, but to the community as a whole. So,
Hey, Bob. We're coming up on the break here. I wish we had more time. Come back and visit with us again soon, okay? We'll finish up the discussion.
Okay, all I want to say is everybody enjoy the game, keep playing, and keep being outdoors and enjoy your family. We're back. Golfers growing very fast. Play with your family and enjoy it yourselves and be outside.
Absolutely.
Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Congratulations on your award.
Yeah, my only question on the award is what took them so long?
I was wondering that too.
Well, I'm just happy they finally figured out that maybe we could do some things together for the future.
There you go. Robert Trent Jones, Jr. Today on TD Green.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now.
Celebrate responsibly.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. That pretty much sums up what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show, as we talk golf. Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, Robert DeCosa, the Duke, is in master control. And I've got something a little different I want to do for you right now. Debbie, you're probably a fan of Sean Connery. Just about everybody was.
Oh, yes. I really enjoyed his movies.
Yeah, everyone knows Sean Connery, great actor, humanitarian, Academy Award winner, and of course the first, and in many people's opinion, the best ever 007 James Bond. It's been 4 years, October 31st, 2020, since he passed away at the age of 90. What a lot of people don't know about Sean Connery is that he was an avid golfer. The older he got, the more golf he played, and a lot of times when he was on set or somewhere on location for a shoot, and there was some downtime in between making the movie, he would find and head to the nearest golf course and spend his downtime there. He was a member of a lot of prestigious golf clubs around the country and around the world, for that matter, played a number of big-time courses, played in charity events and celebrity events. And one of the main reasons he stopped acting and retired from acting in 2007 is because he wanted to play more golf, which I didn't know until I looked up some information on this a couple of days ago. That's pretty amazing.
That is so fun to hear. That's, you know, you end your career. Obviously, he had a huge passion for it, and I'm excited to hear more from Sean Connery about his thoughts on golf. And fortunately, you have a way to do that for us today.
Yeah. He didn't do a lot of publicity, a lot of public appearances, or a lot of interviews over the last decade of his life when he was playing the most golf. But a couple of days ago, I was just online and I found an interview that he did. I'm not sure who he was talking to or who he's doing the interview, but one of the questions he was asked was about golf and why people play golf. And his answer kind of summed up golf in a perfect 90 seconds. And I got this queued up, and I'm playing
why
right now.
Why do people play golf? What do you think the main attraction is? What's it do for you?
Well, if you play golf, you can't think, honestly, or do anything else when you're playing. I think it's the most revealing game. I don't know if it's a game. It's something other than a game. I couldn't define it. But it's obsessive and revealing, and a very healthy balancing factor, I think. It certainly is for me, and also it's one of the few games in the world that's really still got dignity as a game.
Certainly has class.
Yeah, no question.
You ever lose your temper?
But of course.
What do? You throw the golf balls, or you throw the golf club?
No, I'm
slice the line, so I have problems after about 9 holes, and if I'm still slicing, I get tired and I get irritated.
Well, you've got to find a way to close the face of the club.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Well, but it's endless. And as Jack Nicklaus says, it's an unfair game. And you have to accept it. It's like the life in that way. Also, it's also a game that you can cheat at. It's the easiest game in the world to cheat at.
As we learned in Goldfinger, I guess.
Okay. Well, the only one that suffers is you. Because you know. And you can't unknow.
If you cheat at golf, the only one who suffers is you. Well played, 007. Well played. That's Sean Connery on golf. That's pretty cool.
I love that quote. And he said it is easy to do, for sure, but you suffer because you know, and you don't forget that you cheated. So really interesting. Now, I know some people who keep score liberally, and they realize it. Like my brother-in-law said to me one day, that he said, you know, I don't give myself a penalty for losing a ball or hitting it in the water because I feel like it's penalty enough that I lost my golf ball.
Well, especially the price of golf.
He wasn't playing in any tournament, and he didn't have a handicap, and he played for fun, and that made it more fun for him. You know, I have all my beginners, Jay, I tell them, do not play by the rules of golf, and because they're just starting, right? So I say, tee it up. in the fairway. If you need to tee it up in the fairway to get that ball in the air and enjoy moving around the golf course, and pick the ball up, throw it out of the bunker if you need to. Just go out there, experience the game, move along at a good pace. If somebody in your group hits it and you're like, wow, I like that spot better, I think I'll want to go there, pick up your ball and put it there. You know, so if you know anyone just getting into the game, make the journey for them very enjoyable by helping them to relax about playing by the rules of golf. So I say rule number one is to have fun. Rule number two is don't play by the rules of golf. And this, again, this is for if you're just getting started in the game, for beginners. Obviously, yes. It comes a point where if you are keeping a handicap, you are playing in leagues and tournaments, then it's time to know the rules, play by the rules, have your integrity with the game, because that, I think, is a wonderful part of golf, is the integrity. We call penalties on ourselves.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. And I tell a lot of times I played with people, and they tried. They're not very good golfers. They're just learning the game, and they're trying to play by the rules. They're trying to do it correctly. And I say, no, just move it out or kick it out here in the fairway, because you're never going to learn. And you're never going to enjoy the game if you try to go strictly by the rules as a beginner. Once, like you said, once you get really good and you want to carry a handicap or you want to play in some events, then you got to play by the rules.
Yeah, too many people have quit the game because they tried to, and it was frustrating. They couldn't get the ball in the air, and it would roll, and they could, you know. I remember when I was a head golf professional, one of my members came in one day and I said, hey, how'd you do today? She said, oh, my gosh, it was great. I had six rides today. I said, six rides today? What does that mean? She said, I hit it far enough to actually get in the cart to ride to get to my next shot.
Wow. Debbie O'Connell, what's happening with Golf Positive these days?
Oh, gosh, we have so much going on all the time. I just completed that five-day Conquer Your Golf Mind, and the results For the people who attended have been incredible already. I'm getting responses about I felt so differently on the course. I was more relaxed. I felt confident. I was more positive. I had more fun. And, hey, my scores were lower, too. And the impact is great when you work on the mental game. You know, we all know golf is a mental game, Jay. And we spend the least amount of time, most golfers spend the least amount of time on that part of their game. So that's where I've come to focus. And so that was really fun. And looking forward, I have an opportunity for people to work with me in person. I'm doing my first ever golf retreat. I'm calling it a retreat. It's really a golf school. And we will do a lot of mental game. We're going to do golf fitness. We'll also work on your golf performance skills, help your fundamentals, your techniques, whatever area of your swing or short game or putting, or just enhance that as well. And then we'll be on the course every day, which is, I think, where you really learn the game. We're going to play 9 holes for 2 days and 18 holes the third day. And that's coming up in April. What I checked first is, what is the date of the Masters? So the Masters is the following week. So we are April 3rd to the 6th. In Orlando, Florida, at a course by the name of Mystic Dunes Golf Club. It's actually a Hilton property, and they have the rooms right there. They have all suites and a hotel right on the property. So it's going to be a fabulous time, and game improving. Great game improving. I guarantee it.
Can people sign up now, or when can they get involved?
Yeah. They actually can. It can put down a deposit, or they can pay in full. And it's kind of long as far as the actual link. If you start off Golf Positive, that's pretty easy, right? GolfPositive.Debbie-O'Connell.com. So that's my website. You could just go to DebbieO'Connell.com as well. But if you just search Golf Positive Debbie O'Connell retreat or Golf Positive retreat, it will come up in the search. Because it's a little bit long for people to remember, just doing on the radio here. So it's golfpositive.debbie-o'connell.com, and then it goes /product/golf-positive-retreat. So just search Golf Positive Retreat Debbie O'Connell, and you'll find it.
Okay. This time of year, kind of the off season for golf, but for you and what you do, are you busier this time of year or a little slower? How does that work out?
That's a great question, Jay, because there are some people who hang up their clubs who are in the north and don't really bring them out till the spring. And then, of course, we have people in the warm weather areas who play golf even more this time of year as the cooler weather comes to Arizona and Florida and Texas and, you know, all those southern states that have been kind of probably suffering through some real heat. For me, since it's mental game, you know, there's always a great time to work on mental game, whether it's while you're playing or in the off season, to come back with a whole different mindset to set you up for success. So I'm pretty steady year round. And I also do, you know, like do something like the retreat. I'll be going to Florida for this. I will also be in Florida. And I work on Zoom. So I work with people all over the country. I have some people out of the country. I've got someone from France, from Australia, Canada, who all want to have a stronger mental game, and they see the impact of that. So I do so much work on Zoom, and I'm really excited for the retreat to meet and work with so many of my clients in person and meet some new people as well who just love the game and want to improve. And they're sick of being frustrated. That's kind of the key, right? That frustration and anger really gets in the way of great golf. And a lot of times people feel badly about themselves or get so nervous they blow that great round. So let's elevate. Let's elevate that by getting a strong mental game. I just love it. I love our brains. I'm fascinated. And it's so powerful in game changing. And your game can change fast. Because I know we all can agree that 100% of the shots you hit on the golf course are influenced by your mental game.
Oh,
right?
For sure.
Are you confident? Are you focused? Right? Those things. So I'm here to help. I love it. I love to watch people's games get better and they come back like, oh my God, goodness, I shot my best score ever, or I finally won that club championship. And or I have some professionals who are qualifying for USGA events or, you know, have that goal of getting on the tour.
Well, I'm in Colorado. Our weather is changing here. I do have a tee time for today. So it being early November, it might be the last time I get a chance to play golf here in Colorado for a while. But I'm going to go out and give it a shot today.
Oh, that'll be great, Jay. I'm sure it's a beautiful day in Jersey. It was a little chilly this morning. It was like 39, but it is going up to the upper 50s. And then we'll be in the 70s again next week. It's really been interesting, the weather. And I didn't share this with you. I'm heading to Amsterdam for a site visit for the 2026 Solheim Cup. I am so excited about this visit. I run a trip, as you know, each and every year. And we're heading over to the Netherlands. And it's going to be great. So watch for that on my social media. Because it's going to be a fabulous time, and I'll share all the videos and images that you all want to see if you're a fan of the Solheim Cup.
Oh man, that's great news, and that's got to be really exciting for you as well. That's coming up in a couple of years, so right?
Yeah, and it's time to get the package together. It's at Bernardus in the Netherlands in 2026. So if you love to travel and you love golf and to have fun and be around positive people, woo, and also put on that red, white, and blue, join us at the Solheim Cup 2026.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back more Tee to Green right after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
It is the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. T.D. Green, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, looking around golf. There's not a lot going on right now this time of year. The LPGA Tour in Japan for the Toto Japan Classic, and it's over. They went to overtime, a long playoff. Ryo Takeda of Japan defeated American Marina Alex in a six-hole sudden-death playoff. Takeda's first LPGA Tour victory. They went six holes before that one ended. Over on the PGA Tour, the Worldwide Tech Championship takes place next week in Mexico. They're playing in Cabo. And the Champions Tour getting ready for the grand finale, the Charles Schwab Cup at Phoenix Country Club, is starting later this week over on the Senior Tour. And that's pretty much it as far as pro golf. Our thanks today, Robert Trent Jones Jr. Boy, Debbie, we could have easily did at least about 2 hours talking to him today. He was great.
Oh, and he had amazing stories, and you can tell he's such a historian of the game. And you know, he went to Stanford Law School for a year, so and was in Yale. So he's also that legislation he is looking to pass, the Birdie Act. I mean, it's so fascinating to hear his point of views and the history and what he brings to this game. And I agreed with your comment. When I went down that list, I was like, what took them so long? But finally, he's getting a huge award. And I'm so happy for him because he's so deserving of it. He's made quite an impact. So November 11th, a big night for Robert Trent Jones Jr., the American Society of Golf Course Architects, honoring him. And his dad was a founding member of that organization. Yeah. So good for him.
Yeah. We'll have to get him back on and continue our conversation. I'm sure he'll come back soon and join us again. Robert Trent Jr., thanks to him for joining us on the show today. And congratulations to him on the great award. Very well deserved from the Golf Course Architects of America. That'll be coming up in San Francisco in about a week or so. And as far as for me, I think I'm going to go and queue up Goldfinger from 1964 and watch James Bond take about 12 grand on the golf course away from Art Goldfinger. That was a great scene, wasn't it?
100%. Well, you've got to go tee it up yourself, so enjoy yourself. Swing to the target, Jay.
All right, and in the meantime, everybody, get out, play some golf this week. Don't forget to vote. Until next time, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.